Hey, Master Souls. So today we are moving on with some untraining. We're talking about visibility, and this is part two of visibility, because the last part we really talked about what it would take for you to be visible. And that's really all about reframing that visibility into understanding that visibility is a tool for connection. Now, that said, I want to start you to start thinking of different ways in which you can make that connection happen in a real authentic way. And the question that I want to start this whole visibility part two out with is this: how do you like to express yourself? How do you like to consume? How do you like to be connected with? And this is a really important thing for you to understand about you and your business and your natural ways of communicating and absorbing. Because if we can understand how each of us loves to be communicated with, loves to be connected with, loves to actually express and consume information, then we can go out into the world and it's that much easier for us to translate how we like to consume information into how others may consume it too, especially our own people. Here's what I'm talking about. So I have some clients who really love to be face to face. And I had one client, he's incredibly successful. His coaching, he actually sells his coaching for $150,000 a year at this point. And I coached him years ago. And I remember we were talking about, you know, he was talking about all this internet stuff that he wanted to be doing. He goes, but I think I'm gonna have to hire someone because I don't really understand any of that. He goes, and I don't really, you know, do any of that, and it's not really who I am, but I know that's the way I need to get my clients. And so we really had to pause, and I had him listen to that a few times. And I asked him, I said, well, do you actually, not just do you think this is the way you get clients, but do you hire people that you experience in this way? And he goes, no, I usually, you know, the people I hire are the people that I meet in person. And he and I had met in person at a conference, and we just ended up having a dialogue, and then he ended up hiring me. And so the question became, well, if you don't hire people that way, why do you expect others to hire you? He's one of those people that's just brilliant at, you know, making those connections. He's great on stage. He's great at live events, not his own live events, mind you, but going to other people's live events. And he's one of those guys that, like, he comes back from a live event with all of these clients. I said, well, why wouldn't that be your business strategy? Instead of getting all of this infrastructure set up, the type of client that he was going to was with very bespoke. And he needed people to see him in a leadership role at these events, which he was always happy to do. And he needed to meet them face to face and have them experience him and who he was. Now, since that point, he has actually dropped all of the other things he did, and he's only focused his entire marketing and budget on just doing that. He also makes some really great Facebook posts because he enjoys the writing and the sharing, and he's a little bit revolutionary in that way. But for the most part, his business plan is doing the thing that he excels at, he's a natural at, and it's the way he likes to consume information and get to know people. Not a great business plan for me, because I love to write. I am awkward in person. And in fact, the fact that you're even getting a video from me is pretty rare, because I really do prefer being on the phone with people so that I can fiddle in the background. I like writing And when I consume information, I rarely will watch a video. I don't care for podcasts. I don't like the auditory input. I like to be able to sit down and read something. And my people tend to be those who go and read my stuff. I'm a reader. Most of my clients end up being readers as well. Now, these examples are here so that you really start understanding that the way you consume information is very likely the most powerful way for you to issue information. If you're a visual person, your brand should be very visual. If you are, and your brand being you, if you are an in-person person, then your brand has to really highlight that in-personness. Are you with me? Lean into your talents rather than saying, oh, in order to grow a business, I need to have a really successful blog. Are you a writer? Do you want to have a blog? Are you going to promote the blog in such a way that you get, you know, the amount of readers that you need to actually make a business with that blog? Are you with me? Not everybody needs a big list. Not everybody needs to be on Facebook. Not everybody needs to be doing in-person networking. But everybody needs to understand the way that they would like to be approached and reflect that back into your business. See, visibility isn't necessarily about doing things that are awkward for you. Visibility is about doing things that you are already natural at and turning up the dial on that. I am already a natural writer 3 books later, and I've turned the dial up on that. 4 or 5, whatever books. I've also published a magazine because that's natural for me. I have many people who do podcasts that are wildly successful because it's natural for them to sit there and talk and interview people and have that dialogue. Not natural for me. I tried a podcast once. I thought that it would be a really great way to grow my business, and I really hated it. I hated having to get on the phone and have a conversation and have it be, you know, all about whatever it was that they wanted to present. I don't know. Always just seemed unnatural to me. But I have friends who have amazing, amazing podcasts, and they're getting a tremendous amount of business from it. It's not for everybody. So I'm asking you right now in this portion of the visibility to go ahead and take all of the things that you think you should be doing in your business and not worry about them so much. I want you to really think in terms of visibility, how is it that others grab your attention? If you love watching videos, maybe that's your path. If you love public speaking, video is a great thing to be able to get up and do that type of public speaking on a very small scale. If you love interviewing people, talking to people, yeah, maybe podcasts is the way. Maybe being in person with people, maybe getting speaking gigs, free speaking gigs that go into paid speaking gigs. Maybe volunteering really lights you up and you can volunteer as, you know, at a board level for organizations that are meaningful for you, where you may meet others who are absolutely thrilled and inspired by your level of leadership, dedication, and kindness. Do the things that really inspire you in others. Visibility isn't about turning you into a loudspeaker that looks like everyone else doing the latest tips and tricks. I know that for me, my friend Allison, my beautiful friend Allison, who may or may not watch this video, she's part of MSU and has been my best friend for years and years. She loves live video, and she has been urging me for years to get on live through Periscope, through Facebook Live. She's like, you got to do this. You're so great on video. This is great. You would love this. This is you. And I know I do the live videos in MSU, but the thing is, I hate watching live videos. I'm not inspired by them. I get distracted. They just don't inspire me. It's not the way that I like to consume my information, is by sitting down, listening, and watching. So it's not something that I am super excited to create, even though I know that it could be great for my business. So listen to that. What are the things that you would love to create? How is it that you love consuming? And try looking at those things first. Try looking at the things that light you up, because your energetics will shine through if you're enjoying the medium with which you are becoming visible. If you enjoy being on video, it will show. If you enjoy being with people, it will show. If you hate being on video, it will show. If you hate being with people, it will show, right? Guys, this is basic energy 101. Do the things that light you up, that you enjoy doing in ways that you enjoy consuming. It's a give and take. And those are your clues. Those are your breadcrumbs. So ask your questions. Let's talk about visibility in the group this week, because this is really one of those things that is not optional in your business to be out in the world creating community and creating those connections. Let's look at the ways that light you up to create that connection, how you love to consume, how you love to relate to others, and let's see how we can turn that in to you being visible. All right? I love you guys. Looking forward to your messages in the Facebook group, and I'll talk to you later.